That's with all those overtimes.
Yeah, I know. Last night it was like that. I just kept wondering when's this game. It's a 3-hour basketball game.
Well, Coach Thatcher, appreciate your time with us during your spring break. Kind of get the weekend off here with the spring events. But let's talk about the Kemmer Rangers track and field program.
Yeah.
And walk us up to what's happened so far on the young season heading into this weekend.
Well, of course, we had a couple weeks to get ready for our first event. We went over to Wind River last Saturday. 15 teams over there. Of course, a lot of the teams, including ours, incomplete with rosters. A lot of kids leaving for spring break, not enough practices, that sort of thing. But we went over there, and out of 15 teams, our girls took first. Boys took fourth, and combined they won. They had more points than everybody else as a combined men's and women's team. So that was a good start for us. We'll get back into school here next week, and then we head down to Bingham High School down in, I believe, West Jordan, Utah, and we're going to try to go down there and hang with some of the big boys. So we'll see what we're made of.
Phil, talk to us about some of the kids, particularly on the girls' team. You say they took first place at the Wind River. Talk to us about maybe what some of the individuals and what some of the strengths of the Lady Rangers are so far this season.
Well, we've got decent numbers on the girls' side. I believe we have 27 girls out for our team. There's 13 boys, but of those 27 girls, I think 9 of them are freshmen, and then we have 6 or 7 that are sophomores, so we're a real young team, and that's good. And what we've got is a lot of diversity, especially in the sprint and the mid-distance. Our distance, we've got 3 or 4 solid runners, but we've got a lot of diversity with our relays in the sprints and the sprint medley.
Coach, as you talk about the girls' team, who are some of the girls that are maybe the anchors for this team? Maybe some of the team leaders. You mentioned the youth, but every team's got to have someone kind of right. Being that anchor, that leader, right?
Right. We've got a couple of seniors, 4 seniors, and then we've got 1 junior, so we're going to have to lean on them pretty heavy. One of the seniors, actually the first year out, Olivia Nielsen, was a standout basketball player for us this year, and she's decided to do some throwing in track, the shot and the disc. She did pretty well for her first performance over there in Wind River. Cindy Ashelman was a member of our 4x1 that went state last year, and she also throws. She does a lot of stuff, actually, some hurdles and different events, and so she's going to bring a lot of experience with her. Our junior, Kira Heiner, she is a very talented young lady. She was on our 4x4. She was on our 4x1 last year. We expect her to be on 2 or 3 relays at least, and probably she's kind of shifting from the 100 over to the 400 last year, and this year I think she's going to go out and really train and go after that 400. So those are probably the main players for our older kids. We have Laurel Clark, who's also a senior, and she was hounding me last year, and we finally got it and got it in place. We're going to do some pole vaulting this year, and so hopefully she can get out. And we haven't had points on the girls' side of pole vault for, I don't think we've had any since I've been here for 20 years, so maybe we can do some good in that area. So, 3 or 4 of those older girls, and hopefully they can help these younger girls settle in and do some good work in practice so we can perform in meets.
Coach Thatcher, kind of give us an idea of the lay of the land, if you will, when it comes to Kemmer Athletics, because it feels like everything's kind of on the upswing for the Rangers and Lady Rangers. Obviously coming off a really successful winter season with that state championship in wrestling, the guys go to state, the girls were improved. Do you feel like that's the case? And if so, what do you attribute that to?
Well, I do. I think overall, yeah, all the programs have had, I guess what you would say, comparative success to years past. Obviously, the wrestling team was probably the climax for us. They did such a great job there with Coach Bullington. I attribute it. We've got right now a lot of sophomores and freshmen that have put time in the weight room and over the summer. And what we've got is it's a small group, but it's a very invested group of older athletes that come in with good attitudes. And then, like I said, over the summer, we had probably, I don't know, 6 to 8 seniors, boys and girls combined, but they were quality individuals. And you see that kind of taking over, and what they're showing, I believe, is that work ethic that it takes to be successful. And if we can get a number of these younger kids to grab onto that, to carry that torch forward, I think Cameron will be pretty competitive, you know. And of course, this track season, we're looking to be competitive. And then next year, there's going to be some changing in classification with some of our sports. And that may or may not help us. That 2A level could be just as tricky as a 3A. So I won't count my chickens before they hatch. But hopefully this young group is coming out willing to work. And I think that's been the big change.
Coach Thatcher with Kemmer High School Track and Field joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, let's focus a little more on the boys' side. You said the numbers a little less on the boys' side, but tell us who are some of your athletes there that you're expected to see some good things from this season.
Well, and that's kind of the crazy thing is I think we're only going to have about 10, 12 boys on the whole team, but man, they're all pretty quality kids. Of course, a couple jump right off the page at me. Owen Burnett, very talented distance runner for us. He will be, I would think, maybe odds-on favorite to win at least 2 mile and maybe the mile.
And remind us on Owen. He actually ran cross country this fall with one of the Mountain View teams and did very well. Is that right?
Yeah. He was a state champion in cross country. The boy just has running in his blood. His dad was a very talented runner at Kemmer High School several years ago, but he runs all the time. He trains constantly for it. It's something he just enjoys. And he's got that sickness in his personality that enjoys the pain of running that hard 800 mile. And the 800 is probably the weakest of his events, and he'll still go out and go a 204, 203, and. But I'll tell you, you get him longer than a mile, and good luck keeping up with him. He's pretty tough. And then we've got Tommy Skidmore, who last year went to state in the high jump, and he actually signed on with Southern Virginia University this spring to go out and high jump for them. He should be over 6 feet this year in the high jump, one of our talented seniors. And then he'll do a couple other jumps, a long jump. He's also pretty quick in the 200 and the 400. Look for him to be probably a big part of the relays in there. Aiden Runyon is another big senior. He placed ninth last year in the disc, hoping that he'll get in there and go make some noise at state. He's also a 300 hurdler. Anyway, there's just a handful, but the ones we have are pretty good kids.
Coach Thatcher, you touched on it for just a moment, the classification change. It's always kind of a two-step for schools that are kind of straddling that line. Sometimes it seems like Cameron's kind of been on doing that for the last little bit. You mentioned some potential changes for next year. Kind of walk us through that, what sports are going to be where and what changes you see on the horizon.
Well, the way the state has it is it's basketball, volleyball, and track are the ones that change of classification the most often. That's what will happen in Kemmer's case. We will go down to 2A in those three sports. Football will stay the same. We'll be right there with Mountain View, Lyman, and those guys in 3A. And then swimming will stay the same in 3A. Golf stays the same in 2A. And wrestling stays the same in 2A. So we've got a few that are still at that 3A level. Swimming, just because there's no 2A swimming in Wyoming. If you're going to swim, you got to be 3A. So our swimmers battle that. But anyway, so that's where we'll be next year. Our volleyball, our basketball, and our track will be down to 2A-11 next year.
That's Kemmer High School track and field coach Phil Thatcher this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, thank you for your time, and appreciate you taking some time out of your spring break. Hope you have a good weekend.